Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
.642, Allstate believes good starts young and works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential and make the world a better place through service. In the spirit of Allstate's Good Starts Young initiative, you can help recognize a youth that goes above and beyond their community. You can nominate a youth for the Allstate Kid of the Week. A kid you know could be featured right here on this show and win some great prizes, including an Amazon gift card, Lou Malnati's pizza. Just go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry for a youth between 9 and 18 years old that you think should be the Allstate Kid of the Week. Are you ready to talk to the Kid of the Week?
I'm ready. Let's do
it. Every time we have a Kid of the Week on, I feel like I didn't do enough as a kid.
I know. We all feel that way too. Don't worry. Like we're just insignificant. And
do we have the kid or do we have the mom on? Oh, the kid is on right now. All I had was a paper route. I guess I did some charity work. I collected money for Jerry Lewis Telethon.
You probably help the neighbors, though, right? Do the lawn, pick up trash. All right.
I want them to pay me.
And you're useless.
Yeah. Yeah. On the phone with us is the Kid of the Week. It's Evelyn Brunstein. Evelyn, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Evelyn, you're 13 years old?
Yes.
Where do you go to school?
St. Mary Immaculate Parish.
St. Mary Immaculate. So you're going to be, what, an eighth grader coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, this is big. You're big time. This is it. You got one more year. You're going to high school. You're in charge of the school being in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Man, I loved being in eighth grade. I was so excited.
Eighth grade was fun.
It was fun. Yeah. Are you doing any camps this summer?
Well, I did a basketball camp.
Basketball camp. Okay. I like it. You got a lot of work that you've been doing. You're on the honor roll, of course, right?
Yeah.
What academic activities did you participate in throughout the school year?
Well, I did a lot of groups, like Battle of the Books, and I was in my school play, and of course, basketball.
Nice. And you did some charity work, too. What is the Feed My Starving Children? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's an organization that helps feed children and teenagers in need in other countries that don't have enough food for themselves.
And how did you decide to do that?
Well, at first, my school took us on a field trip, and I really liked it. So I told my family, hey, this place is cool. We should go. So now every year we go multiple times, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Did I read, too, Evelyn, that you didn't want birthday presents, and you said instead of birthday gifts, you want to give the gifts to the kids at Lurie?
Yeah, I every year since, I think, 3 years ago, I donate gifts to the kids at Lurie instead of taking birthday gifts for myself.
Oh, my
gosh. Do you know,
gosh.
I'm sure that that makes their lives, makes their day, to have somebody come and give them a gift.
Yeah.
It's got to make you feel good.
Well, it's got to make you feel happy when you see a smile on their face, right, yeah. Evelyn?
Yeah.
Wow. And what do you have any other charity work that you're going to be doing this summer, or are you just going to take it easy until the fall?
Well, I know I might cut my hair and donate it for the kids with the wig program where they make wigs for kids.
Yeah, the Locks for Love, right?
Oh, my
gosh. Where they make the wigs, yeah. That is so cool.
God bless you. I mean, when I talk to kids like this, I think, wow, you're a special person.
Thanks.
Evelyn, it's always like, you know what? Are you kind of the type of person you're always looking for what you can do next because you're doing so much?
Yeah.
I mean, and you're very humble, too. And how many siblings do you have? Are you an only child or do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a younger sister.
A younger sister? And does she follow in your footsteps?
Yeah, she started doing the Lurie's Children Gifts, and she also does the cutting hair, too.
Wow, that's just amazing, and I'm sure your parents are involved because you learn by example, and you see your parents doing this, and you want to help out, and it makes you happy, and it fulfills you.
Yeah.
Good for you, Evelyn. Well, you're the Kid of the Week. How does it feel to be the Allstate Kid of the Week?
Well, it was exciting. I really wasn't expecting to be chosen.
That's so cool. Of course not.
And do you have anybody listening right now you want to say hello to?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
That's so cool. Did you already ask her what she wants to be when she grows up?
Oh, yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a paleontologist.
Oh, cool. Dinosaurs and going digs, archaeology.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like you're more focused than I am. We got to get my act together.
We get the first interview, okay, Evelyn?
Yes.
When you're famous.
Okay.
Evelyn, congratulations just for being the kid of the week. You're a wonderful kid of the week. We're going to set you up with an Amazon gift card, Lou Malnati's gift card, and much, much more, okay? Have a great summer.
Okay, thank you.
And say hello to your parents for us, okay?
Okay, I will.
Evelyn Brunstein, the kid of the week, the All-State kid of the week.
How great is she? Not only does she raise money for the homeless and kids who needed it, Lurie, but now she's going to cut off her hair for lunch.
She's going to grow her hair and cut it off.
Oh, and she's so nonchalant
awesome.
About it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm just going to cut off my hair.
We had paper routes, Pete.
Yeah,
paper routes.
You guys have to feel good about yourself.
Yes.
Huh?
I mean, Dave, you instilled doing charity work with your kids, right? I think you...
My kids always have.
I don't want to say you reinvent yourself. You get a second chance when you have kids to be a better person, I would say. I mean, I've always done a little bit of charity work because my mother does so much. And now as an adult, I do so much charity work and volunteer my time. And I try to instill that in my son, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when we did it, it was...
For credit.
It was within,
you volunteer hours at school.
No, yeah. But it was within, it was all structured. It was more structured. You know, it was like...
Or you could walk around your neighborhood and collect money
for UNICEF on Halloween.
Right.
Or like
muscular dystrophy.
The Jerry Lewis telethon.
Easter
stuff
seals,
like that.
Right. We did.
But these kids are coming up with
ideas. They're coming up with their ideas.
Like, I don't want
ideas
birthday
of their
gifts.
Own.
Exactly, yeah.
Take gifts over to Lurie's children?
Right.
Wow.
So awesome.
That is so impressive.
She's great.
Good for her.